Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This Thanksgiving, think outside the oven and get Thanks Grilling with Ace. Get a new grill and choose from top brands like Traeger, Weber, and Big Green Egg to add even more flavor to your Thanksgiving turkey, side dishes, and desserts. Plus, right now, get free assembly and delivery on all grills and accessories $3.99 and up. For the best help on the best grills, stop by your local Ace and get Thanks Grilling. Ace Rewards members only through December 24th. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.
This is No BS Job Search Advice Radio. I'm Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome to episode 738 of this show. Now, before I describe what's coming up, I want to tell you about a special offer I have available for the balance of the month of May. Now, you can purchase this now and take advantage of it later on, but I'm making this offer available to celebrate the fact that on Tuesday, Job Search Radio, my other show, is going to be celebrating its 300th show. So in honor of that, what I'm doing is offering $99 coaching for a 30-minute session with me that I normally charge $250 for. To take advantage of that, what you do is you send an email to me, and the address is Jeff Alpin at thebiggamehunter.us, and in the subject line, put the words Job Search Radio. I know what it's about, and I'll send you a payment, or actually Bonnie will send you a payment link, and we'll schedule a time to speak. Now, today's show is about preparing for your very first interview. That may not be your case, but there are basics here that I cover that I think are good for anyone who might need a refresher. Hope you find it helpful. Give it 5 stars on iTunes or Stitcher. It does help other people find the show. And with that, let's get going, okay? I was asked a question on Quora today, and the question translates into, what should I do before my first job interview? And I think it's actually a pretty simple question. I think most people know the answer, but you know, this person is probably a little frightened, and it's understandable. It's the first one. So number one is lighten up on yourself. Reduce some of the pressure. There will be other interviews after this. You want to do well. Think of it as great practice. Now, even with thinking of it as great practice, you want to do a certain amount of preparation. So number one is make sure you have an appropriate wardrobe, right? You want to be dressed properly for the kind of job that you're interviewing for. Obviously, if you're interviewing for a training program, an investment bank, you dress differently than a job in Silicon Valley, and you dress differently than you might if you're going to Whole Foods to interview. So dress appropriately for the occasion. Next, start to do a little research about the job that's involved. How do you do that research? Well, there was a job ad that you applied for in all probability, or you were referred by someone. No matter, look for the job description or talk with your friend who referred you for the job about the position and what's being sought. Then start to prepare answers to predictable questions firms might ask you. Don't know what some of them are? My website, thebiggamehunter.us, in the blog area. Look for tough interview questions. That's one of the tag areas. I think it's located on the bottom of the page in the blog. And start practicing answers for tough interview questions. Start with the basics, like tell me about yourself, and go on from there. Now, it's not enough to think the answer. You have to hear it come out of your mouth. And it's best of all if not only you hear it come out of your mouth, but if you practice with someone who's able to give you constructive feedback. I'm not talking about feedback that says, that sucks. That's not constructive. And you want them to be able to say things like, the way I heard you talk, it sounded like you were frightened or scared. Or the way I heard you talk, you kind of spoke quickly. It was hard to follow you. Whatever it is, look for someone who can give you that kind of feedback in order to improve. Practice, practice, practice. Everyone tells you to research the firm. It's not like it's tough. Go on the web. Look at their website. See what they do for a living. You know, you probably already know it, but assuming that you don't, you know, find out what they do for a living. Go to LinkedIn, look up the profile of the person or people that you'll be meeting with. You're not connected to them in any way. try a Google search or try a search using li-usa.info. That's a U.S.-centric site to look at LinkedIn public profiles that are it's public profiles from LinkedIn. If the person doesn't have a LinkedIn profile, you're not going to find them, obviously. But it searches all public LinkedIn profiles. Look at the person's background. That'll let you know if they're an HR or a hiring manager. And again, practice, practice, practice. Practice to the point where you seem sincere and believable. After all, when you go to the theater and you watch a show, or you go to a movie, you don't start thinking, oh, that's so-and-so on the screen. You start seeing them in character pretty quickly. And they have rehearsed to be that simple in their presentation. It's so believable in their presentation. You forget that they're a human being who happens to be playing a part. You see them in that part. That's what you want to be doing. You want to be believable, credible. You want to be a human being who's looking for a job, not just simply an applicant. So that's today's show. I hope you found that helpful. And if you did, here are a few ways that you can connect with me. The first one, of course, is reach out to me on LinkedIn. My page there is linkedin.com/in/thebiggamehunter. Mention that you listen to the show because I love to hear from my listeners. It just puts a big smile on my face. Next, if you're an executive and interested in my coaching you, email me at jeffalpin@thebiggamehunter.us. Mention in the subject line that you're interested in coaching. I'll reach back to you. We'll set up a time to speak. We'll figure out whether this makes sense. I want to be clear. I'm not here to be your recruiter. I no longer do search work. I'm a coach helping people find their next position. And as such, my work is not free. I'm not doing this as a charitable endeavor. I'm here to see whether I can help you and whether your background is something where I can be of service. And if you're not an executive, the best place to connect with me is with jobsearchcoachinghq.com. That's my site where I've curated information that I've created and other people have created. It's there with their permission, of course. And you can ask me questions. So right now there's over 400 pieces of content there, plus the ability to ask me questions. So again, jobsearchcoachinghq.com is that site. And by the way, and I haven't really mentioned this on the site, in addition to doing job search coaching, I also do executive coaching and life coaching, and I've done so for years. So if you're interested in that, message me again at my email address, jeffalpin@thebiggamehunter.us. Tell me about what you're interested in, and I'll get back to you, and we'll talk about it. Hope you found this helpful, and in the meantime, have a great day. Take care.
Why do millions of Americans choose to sleep on Boll & Branch sheets? Is it the 100% organic cotton? Is it that they get softer and softer over time? Customers can't stop raving about these sheets, and there's no better time to try them for yourself or give them to someone you love. Right now, Boll & Branch is offering their best deals of the year, and you can get their incredibly soft sheets at incredibly low prices. Just go to BollandBranch.com to shop their best deals today. That's BollandBranch.com today. See site for details.
Total Wine & More is a wonderland to explore. Thousands of wines and spirits, unexpected pairings, and great gifts. Low prices and helpful guides. Make the holidays magical at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly. Be 21.